This is Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. Welcome to 2022. This is among the first few interviews that we are doing for this year. And as per tradition, we are going to the market, quite literally, when it comes to interviewing my next guest. On the line is Mr. Lim Kim Heng, the executive chairman of Sen Heng New Retail Berhad. On December 29th last year, they introduced their IPO and prospectus for their IPO. And their targeted IPO date is 25th January for this year. This will technically be the first IPO for Malaysia. And of course, we're coming out of the pandemic. The issue here is that COVID is still going on. In fact, in some countries, the numbers are rising with record daily high cases. But that still doesn't take away the fact that business must return to normal. And of course, what better business to talk about than the retail business? So I'm very, very happy to have Sen Heng on the line with us. So, Mr. Lim, let's talk a little bit more about Sen Heng. A lot of people already know what it is. Not many people know the story. So tell us more about Sen Heng.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Yeah, traditionally, Sen Heng is a pure retail company. But in actual facts, you know, we think out of box to operate our business. It's not pure, just the retail offering. We are crafted, we have crafted, you know, six dimensions to collect orders from our customers. We name as six dimension business model. First dimension, we talk about, of course, definitely is the offline, right? Offline commerce. Then the next one is online commerce. It's very common. People have offline, then people have online commerce. Now we have built a new, few new more commerce. Right? The next one is talk about telemarketing commerce. Right? We develop in-house a telemarketing app that able to engage with our customers, and then customers, our lover, can place their orders through the telemarketing apps in a very soft touch manner. And this was so useful, especially in pandemic. The next commerce channel we built is redemption commerce. Since our customers enjoy a lot of S-Coin, and S-Coin only can redeem through our physical store, so another channel. We foresee this year we could achieve nothing less than 300 million just from the redemption commerce. And also on the pipeline, we build another new commerce called live stream commerce. As you know, the ways of approaching are totally different. We don't wait for customer in the shop for them to walk in. Now we're building a platform called live stream commerce and train up some KOL gonna sell through the live stream platform. And the last platform we built is a mobile app, in-app platforms. So our lover, our customers can reach us in multiple ways, like just beyond the traditional method of doing business. So that's thinking now.
That is the most important point right now, because you're talking about customers reaching you in a different way. When I was moving into my house, I lived in Kuantan and we bought stuff from Kuantan, and then I moved to KL after graduating. There was a Sen Heng nearby my house, and I was using the physical store quite literally, a lot actually. You know, anything, electrical and electronic appliances, from aircon to fridge to you name it, right? That is my primary point. And you know, I mean, I do go to IKEA to buy furniture, but the E&E bits I do buy from Sen Heng. But that is the story of 2010. 2022, I don't know whether people are going to physical stores still because of this new way of doing things, not just because of COVID, but because of the ease of doing or buying things online and all that. With these new touch points that you mentioned, do you feel that the reliability of the Sen Heng app, for instance, or the ability of all these other commerce is absolutely crucial for a retail business like yourself?
Definitely, you know, especially, you know, during pandemic or the new young shoppers, the way the shopping journeys totally changed compared 10 years ago or 20 years ago. So open up multiple windows for them to reach you is the way to grow your business now. besides expanding more retail space, you know, more shop or whatever way. So we foresee definitely with this new app or new touch point, we will perform well in 2022.
So with this, right, you're going to be able to expand your SKUs, am I not mistaken? Because physical stores would have physical limitations. Now with the app, you can literally put anything you want on the app, and therefore you would be able to expand your brands, expand your SKUs, and improve the selection for your customers.
In a new way approach, we uplifted ourselves into a lifestyle app. A lifestyle app basically means, besides for offering E&E products, our members now, they can shop for third-party merchants. We open up Singing apps as a platform for all merchants to onboarding. You know, like fashion, or cosmetic, or sportwear, all these, or even like FMCG, or even they can shop for vegetables. We open up. So P1 members can shop multiples, you know, categories in our app, in our super app, and they are able to earn S coin. Our objectives, we want our P1 members, besides earning S coin from buying E&E, previously only E&E, so buying from Singing, they only allowed to earn some cashback and the S coin, and they can redeem their product or rice cooker or blender or fan from the shop. Now, if they are allowed to earn S coin from multiple category, multiple merchant, so we believe the number of return frequency to our retail offline will be double up or even triple up in years to come. So that is why we open up as a platform business model now.
Fantastic. We are going for a short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Senhang and their IPO that is coming up on the 25th of January. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. This is Notepad. I have with me on the line Lim Kim Hang, the Executive Chairman of Senhang New Retail Berhad. They're going for their IPO on 25th of January. They plan to raise 267 million ringgit. How they're going to be spending this is, of course, a little bit of repayment of bank borrowings, about 17%. They plan to develop new brands and direction business, distribution business, 8%. Expand and upgrade their warehouse and logistical network by 8%. But the bulk of it is, of course, to enhance customer experience because they want to upgrade and expand their chain of retail stores. Early on, we've heard how Mr. Lim was talking about them improving their S-Coin value proposition, improving their Senhang app, expanding their branding and SKUs. But what we want to learn more a little bit is on how Senhang came about. Maybe, Mr. Lim, you can tell us, back in the years, you're still a young man, you look like somebody like 30 years old or that. Can you tell us how Senhang came about? Not many people know the history of Senhang, Mr. Lim.
Sure, definitely. I was working in the retail sectors for about 10 years, and then I decided to start on my own. So 1989, we combined power with my two brothers, so we have our first store in Pandan Jaya. And what a lucky years. The first 10 years, we just operate and expand and operate like a traditional store. That means we open up to about 40, 50 stores in first 10 years, right? And then we start to transform. We believe business got to transform. Like the first day, your business model could be very beautiful, very nice, suit to the market. But time changed. Consumer shopping journey change, technology change. So our first transformation started in year 2000. From traditional retailers to become a chain store concept. We learned this from Taiwan, how to operate in a chain store concept. So year 2002, this is our second transformation. We move into a fixed price shop. We want to expand fast and we want to manage very well. So we want to have a peace of mind with our customers. Before that, it's a traditional method. Customer walk into our shop, they got to bargain, they got to argue with our salespeople, and both, they don't trust each other. So fixed price shop was turned out to be very good return on investment. We grossed 11 years consecutively for double-digit growth. Our third transformation was data technology. We launched BI, Business Intelligence, in year 2003. And there, from there, we make our decision based on statistics and data. 2004 was our fourth transformation. We built a new brand. Right. Previously, Singhing was roadside, our street shop, right? And we decided to go into shopping mall and we crafted a brand called Thank You. It's all about more digital gadget, more young customer, and more high-end segment of customers. Mm. So within very short period, you know, we expanded Thank You into about 30 outlets, and now Thank You contributed to 40 to 42% of our total business. And the fifth transformation was very exciting. We named as Paperless, right? In actual facts, 2015, we launched Paperless Operation. In actual facts, now we look back, actually, it was digital transformation. This program was so huge, right? We launched about more than 100 modules. And until today, the program still continue. We want to be fully digitalized the whole operations. And the sixth round was seamless new retail. 2014, 2015, 2016, our traffic was down. Our sales was down. At end of 2016, I happened to see Jack Ma deliver a speech in Hangzhou. He said, pure online is over. The next is new retail. I was wondering what he tried to explain, what is new retail. Over here, our customers, our traffic was pulled away to go to the marketplace. Right, our sales drop, our traffic drop, our customer went to Lazada or went to Shopee or went to 11th Street. We got no way to make a comeback. Even we increase our marketing spend, still our sales was dropped. So after listening to Jack Ma sharing, I brought along 26 of my manager. We went to Alibaba Business School. We talked to the principal. We want to learn what is new retail. We stay for a week there. We spend $500,000 from our own pocket money. We learn what is new retail. We brought back the solution. We localize it to suit Malaysian culture, Malaysian customer shopping behavior, also suit to Singhing. We launched within a couple of months. Our traffic returns. Our sales bounce back 7%. And the best, 2018, all our solution almost matured. And our business grew 26% year on year. So what we lost in 2014, 2015, 2016, everything settled. All sales. So we back to 1 billion ringgit max company again. So thanks, you know, we walked through. We are all retail. And now we are in new retail. So that is the difference. Now we can overcome whoever's come to Malaysia, even Amazon, even if they are coming here. We got all the solutions to overcome them. Thank you.
In a short explanation, what do you mean by new retail? Or what do you learn from the Alibaba school, business school when it comes to new retail?
Good question. New retail is about your product offering, your price offering, your promotion offering, your membership offering must be seamlessly offer the same, either online and offline. You know, most of the traditional retailers, let's say they carry 1,000 SKU in the offline shop. they will just shift or send 100 to 200 SKU for online, and that is doesn't qualify as new retail. So new retail is about seamless, offering the same, then let customer have consistent customer experience. So we overcome all this. So another definition of new retail means offline plus online plus big data plus logistic. The most efficient way to serve your customers and the most cheapest way, efficient way, and bring better customer experience and let customer make their preference choice. Let them choose which way they want. That is new retail. But not many can do it.
No, I agree.
Technology behind.
No, I agree. Even if you learn it from school or anywhere else, the execution is always the problem. My follow-up question is this: how do you tell your people that this is the way to go? What method of instruction or inspiration do you impress upon your people to embrace this new culture of new retail?
Actually, it's more than the culture. It's really more than the SOP. It's the technology behind this. You know. For online to talk to offline, 99% SME say no way can do it. So we are lucky we found some vendors able to build this solution called Seamless New Retail for us. And now these vendors, they become our partners now, helping us to construct more O2O experience for our customers.
All right. One more break before we end our conversation with Sen Heng. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. This is Notepad. I have with me Mr. Lim Kim Heng, the Executive Chairman of Sen Heng New Retail Berhad. We're talking about their IPO. Mr. Lim, maybe you can talk to us. There are some retail investors out there that might be looking around to invest in new companies, particularly for this year. What would be some of the ideas you want to share with them when it comes to Sen Heng, particularly on impressing upon them that this is a good investment to go into?
Yes, I would like to highlight a little bit because we have been running, you know, around for investor briefing, and I look at the fund managers, the way they ask questions, you know, I don't understand why most of them still ask the traditional method, you know, the old ways of finding whether to invest in Singing or not. Basically, a few key points, like one is new retail. Not many retailers in Malaysia transform themselves into real retail. So we are one of the retailers that overcome this issue, and we believe with this new retail business model, we are going to cut the cake bigger and bigger and keep our customers with us since we provide a very consistent customer experience. Number two is our digital marketing, right? Since 2020, we cut off the traditional method of marketing, talking to our customers. No more newspapers, no more TV commercial, no more radios, pure focusing on the digital space, now where they are. So we work very closely with Google, we work very closely with Facebook, right? So how we manage the traffic, right? Now combining with a new effort, CDP, customer data platform, we believe our conversions would increase, you know, 10-20% anytime. So these are the new methods of doing the business. Opening new offline store, increasing retail space, that is the traditional method. But of course, those are still very important. But see, hey, move to a new method, plus, you know, seeing moving forward with the super app that we allow third-party merchant come to our platforms, offering cashback to our customers, allow them to earn more S-coin, and finally S-coin will come to retails to redeem the product, so that we are able to improve the return frequency, the recency, and also our loyalty program. We are operating one of the best loyalty program in the country. Now more than 3 million loyalty base, you know, since 2002. And we are one of the elements we are very proud of. 95% of our business are generating from this pool of loyalty customers. How loyalty, you know, our customers are. They love Sing-Hing very much. That's why, you know, stay with us, grow with us. So it's totally different. If you measure Sing-Hing is a traditional retailers, of course, I think the valuation will be very low. But today we are no more a traditional retailers. Or somehow we should say we are a tech company. Thank you. I hope.
Yeah, you are a tech company, and because of that, there's quite an interesting idea of valuation that needs to be looked at. Mr. Lim, that this has been a very interesting conversation. Just to recap, the issue price is RM1.07 per share. We're looking at Sing-Hing being valued at a market cap of $1.6 billion upon listing. They carry notable brands like Samsung, Acer, Dyson, Huawei, Panasonic, Oppo, you name it, right? And of course, Sing-Hing is a household name, particularly amongst urban dwellers and at least in Klang Valley as well as in areas like JB and Penang. So this is an interesting start for the year, Mr. Lim. And to the family of Sing-Hing, I really wish you all the best and good luck in your listing a few weeks from now.
Thank you very much.
That was Mr. Lim Kim Hang, the executive chairman of Sing-Hing New Retail Berhad. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com. Look for Notepad. You can also look for my name, Ibrahim Sani. Or you can also look for Sing-Hing. Remember, this is going to be a start of a fantastic year. We've had a very tumultuous 2020 and 2021. A lot of us are geared up for an exciting and interesting 2022. So do look out for potential investment opportunities such as the public markets, such as companies like Sing-Hing. Of course, we're going to be covering a lot more companies like this in the days ahead. But for now, thank you for joining us for this evening. Catch you in the next one.